You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
It is the Diamond District bonus hour. Thanks so much for being with us in the 239 and the 904. Miller and Moulton, millerandmoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. Follow us, twitch.tv/Miller and Moulton. You get to see the three of us. Trent joins us for the final hour of the show. Internet gets a little sketchy with, you know, that many people on it at the same time, particularly, you know, with two of them broadcasting from a 1947 studio complete with a cassette and 8-track. And
I got a shower.
AOL sign up and wait for it. There's a squeal in the back. We'll be on it shortly. Anyway.
Okay, then.
I just had to shut the door. This is the time where people start getting here and they can
hear. Yeah, whatever. Remember, they're all in to help the show. Anything to help the show. We've asked them for three things. We're 0 for 3. Anything to help the show, though. Anything. Mark, you get that login to be able to log into the computer yet?
Don't plan on it.
Okay, there you
go. Hasn't happened yet, and I don't see it coming anytime soon.
Yep. Anything to help the show, though. Anything at all. But a big day on the show. It's our third act, and we aired in Huntsville and Jacksonville today. And we're in Jacksonville right now. They're picking up all 4 hours, so that's exciting for us. We're trying. Believe me, we're trying. Gainesville, Orlando, we're trying. We are trying.
The little engine that could. That's how we feel about this show, and we are just trying to get up to the top of that mountain.
Yep, Tampa. Gainesville, Orlando, we are trying. Chugga, 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 chugga. Hoot, hoot. Yep, we're trying.
I think we can.
I see. See what he did there?
Ah, this is where dealing with him is a problem. Okay, it just is. He's young. He's full of hope. Okay, his favorite team has started to win. Okay, so he's, you know, seen the abyss recently. Okay, you know, think about where he was 2-3 years ago. He was battling cancer. His favorite team sucked to high heaven. He's whooped cancer. His team was a quarter away from the Super Bowl. So he's one of those youngins that thinks anything's possible. It's really annoying to us in our 50s, isn't it?
Anything is possible. Not for us anymore, David, but for him, anything's possible.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic. Maybe he'll be a part of a show that's on in Tampa, Orlando, and Gainesville one day.
Maybe we will, too. Who knows?
Okay. If you say so. All right. I am fired up for the draft, though. I feel as if I'm being set up. I got to be honest. I feel as if I'm being set up because what usually happens when the two options are chaos and normalcy with a few late trades.
Well, then it usually goes to normalcy with a few late trades. And John Harris, who we just had on the show, described all of the versions of chaos that could happen. And also pointed out that teams could just stay put. But it's all on what the Vikings are going to do. How much are they going to give up to go get their quarterback? Because they have to.
Well, but if you need two to tango, I mean, the Vikings may be offering. Listen, I'm sure New England, don't you think New England is saying to Minnesota, well, 11, 23 in your first round or next year minimum. I mean, guys, that's where it starts. You don't have a second round pick in this year's draft. So I need your two ones. All right, and you don't have a third round pick in this year's draft. So, I mean, don't you think the Vikings are saying, I need 11, I need 23, I need a first rounder and a third rounder next year? So, Mark, essentially, if you're the Vikings, this year's Thursday and Friday and next year's Thursday and Friday, because you'll probably only keep a second round pick in next year's draft. That's it. You're basically two Thursdays, two Fridays in the next two drafts is likely what you have to give up to move up from 11 to 3 or 4. Are you prepared to do it?
And that is
Drake May or JJ McCarthy worth the guts of two drafts? And the answer is,
it has to be good, because they don't they don't have a choice.
But also, if they're good,
sure. But you're also taking that quarterback, and I don't want to say you're setting him up to fail, because the team's, I don't think, as bad as where it's picking.
I agree with that. I agree. I mean, they're picking there because of injuries to Kirk Cousins.
Right.
If Kirk Cousins had been healthy, in fact, I think they would have made the playoffs if Kirk Cousins had stayed healthy. He got hurt at 4-4. I think they at least go 9-8 with a healthy Kirk Cousins. They had won 3 in a row, and they were 4-4 when Cousins got hurt. They just beat the Niners on Monday Night Football, and Cousins gets hurt the next week.
But boy, oh boy, you better be right, because you're setting, if you're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. Well, I get it this way. If you're wrong, by the time you get a first-round pick again, you're still going to be picking at the top of the draft.
And it won't be you doing the picking.
No.
If you're wrong, the next 2 years aren't going to go well, and people are going to say, well, you guys screwed up. And God forbid Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta and plays decently and they do something.
There's also the added pressure of they kind of got to appease Justin Jefferson, right? Because you could lose him.
Kind of?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Kinda? I mean, if you go get one of these rookies, A, it better be the right one. But B, like you just said, it better work out, because you're not going to get another crack at one of those rookies for another 3 years.
But then again, you know, and we could rattle off, it's a short list. It's too short for our liking. But if we want to go all the way back to the 2018 draft, you know, 2018 was Baker, Sam Darnold, but Josh Allen went 7. And the Bills kind of maneuvered their way to get to 7. Now Josh Rosen was 10, and then Lamar went 32. So 3 we think's a bust, 10 was, wow, top 5 bust. And 7 and 32 are stars.
Players.
Stars. Right. Right. And 1.
Minnesota would take one. They'd take Baker right now, I think.
But would you give up 3 ones and a 3 for Baker?
When you could just sit there and draft Penix. You don't have to do a damn thing, and you can draft Michael Penix, who's ready to play in the league right now.
You tell me. Is Baker Mayfield a quarterback of his caliber? And Bill, I mean, he's won playoff games with 2 franchises, by the way. Okay. I mean, Baker Mayfield's solid. He's a B, right? At quarterback. Ups and downs, but Baker's in the B category.
He might be in your grading scale a B minus. He's a B in mine.
Okay.
That Jersey grading scale was a lot tougher.
Can you get it? You got that right. Okay, 3 ones and a 3 for a B.
No.
I mean, that's okay. So,
but
so then what do you do?
You do have an A++++ at receiver, though.
Well, not only that, you got a B+A- as the number 2 receiver. No. You've got weapons, and your tight end will get healthy one day soon also. No. You've got weapons. You can, and their head coach is gifted offensively. They'll move the ball and they'll score points.
So with all that context,
for goodness sake, so they'll be fine.
With all that context, then maybe you would give up that much, because you know you're going to ultimately be fine on the offensive side.
But that's, you know, let's go through, and since 2018, the quarterbacks who have been worth 3 ones and a 3. Here, I'll ask you, is Trevor Lawrence worth 3 ones?
No, not yet.
Now, to me, he is. Okay? To me, he is. And I think when this year's over, that you'll both go, yeah, you were right.
I hope you're right, for the Jags' sake. But he needs to take a big step forward this year.
Well, he and they do, no question. But if you go back to 2018, Josh Allen and Lamar, absolutely. All right, the 2020, Burrow, Tua, and Herbert. Let me ask you this. Tua worth 3 ones and a 3. Justin Herbert worth 3 ones and a 3 to you?
I would.
We all have as many playoff wins as he does, by the way.
Right.
Just wanted to point that out.
No, I know.
whether you blame him or not, I mean, we all think his head coach the last few years was a train wreck.
That was true about Stafford until he got traded.
Mm-hmm.
Then he won a Super Bowl.
But then, now obviously we all think Joe Burrow was worth three ones and a three. So well, we got Allen, Lamar, Joe Burrow, and you guys seem to want to say yes on Herbert.
I say yes on Herbert.
Okay. So that's four. Trevor Lawrence. You guys are a no, I'm a yes. That's it, by the way. Just, I mean, I'm pretty sure I don't think we've missed one in all the drafts here. I mean, even the infamous, you know, what was it, the 2021 draft. Trevor was one. The other four have already no longer with their teams at 2, 3, 11, and 15.
It's early, but what about Stroud?
I was going to say the same exact thing. I mean, right now, after 1 year, the evidence is there that says Stroud was worth it.
But as we've seen, like, what's interesting is the guys who were taken 1-2 in 2016 were Goff and Wentz. And look at how up and down their careers have been. I mean, Goff's taken two different teams to a conference championship game. I mean, I know it, in the middle it was a little shaky, but I mean, Jared Goff? Are there 10 quarterbacks in the league? Are there 10 quarterbacks who played better last year than Jared Goff?
Ooh.
No way.
No way.
I don't know if there are six who played better than him last year. Now, I don't know if he can stay at that level. But, I mean, that's how much of a crapshoot this is. You even take guys first and second overall in the drafts. Some of them have been complete busts. And some of them have been Jared Goff. Pretty good at times.
But Wentz, too, even the ups and downs there. He was a couple weeks away from winning an MVP.
Wentz was a month away from an MVP.
And now he's the backup in L.A.
I think it's in Kansas City, but I know what you're saying.
Oh, Kansas City now. Yeah.
And by the way, when you're Mahomes backup, you play a lot.
And by a lot, we mean never.
Not at all.
You don't see the field.
Right.
It's a great paycheck if you can get the job.
Occasionally week 18, they're not playing for anything, that you can play that week. Here, we'll keep him out because his tackles can't block, so you know we got to risk him getting hurt. Miller and Moulton. So you need a quarterback. You're in position to get a quarterback. Are you gonna take one? 21 minutes past the hour. Good, bad, and ugly. What's on tap? Today was the day when. Some final thoughts, a boost, and a sprinkle. All coming up. And if you don't know what that is, well, that's gambling on the Hard Rock app. They offer boosts. When Trent goes off the reservation, he does, you know, he sprinkles. I'm going to sprinkle some money here. And big bucks. We're talking like dollar bets.
That's why you call it a sprinkle. You're not.
You called it a sprinkle.
Or that's yes, that is where the term comes from, because you're just sprinkling it.
Right. I just want to sprinkle,
you know,
guys.
Put a little dollar or $2 on something that's a long shot, you know.
Mark's going to do some sprinkling, I think. I think he's taking all the road teams today. We got seven of them, you know, between the NBA and the NHL. We got three NBA. You're taking the Magic in 5.5. Taking the Sixers in 4.5, taking the Lakers in 7.5. You really going to take the Lakers against the Nuggets?
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I like your hockey train of thought, though. You know, Toronto and the Islanders on the road, desperate.
Well, the Islanders outplayed Carolina for large portions of that game.
By the way, the Canes are minus 240.
Right. That's the one that, of all the games that I looked at, I couldn't understand the line in game two for Carolina and the Islanders.
You can get the defending Stanley Cup champion Golden Knights like plus 150 tonight. And the LA Kings are darn near plus 200 in Edmonton. And they've played Edmonton tough. I think they've lost in seven each of the last 2 years to the Oilers. They're separated by 5 points in the standings. I like every play except the Lakers. If you're going, I don't like the Leafs. I got to be honest. I mean,
they got bullied.
Yeah, again.
It's because they're soft.
I know.
And according to you guys, they're in danger of getting blown up here in a couple weeks.
In a week. No. They're a week away from it's over. They're a week away from guys have wasted 7 years of their careers there. And they're starting from scratch.
And they're a pretty good team. The problem is in the East, they're not tough enough. Their style does not translate to playoff hockey. They're a really nice regular season team, David.
Trent, they haven't won since 67, and I don't think they've been in the final since 67 either.
And don't they have the second most cups behind Montreal?
Probably.
I mean, I get it. It was back then, but just that's so weird that they still try to hold themselves to that sort of standard. It's Cowboys-esque a little bit. You got fans everywhere.
Very much so. You have really, but imagine if what's going on with the Cowboys right now goes on for another 30 years. No, seriously. Yeah. 30 more years of the Cowboys doing what they're doing right now.
Being good in the regular season.
And you're playing hockey in Canada. They're a bigger deal in Canada than the Cowboys are in America.
Oh, absolutely.
That's tough. That's real tough.
Yes, it is.
Do you know any Leafs fans?
Oh, yeah.
Like diehard Leafs fans?
Yes.
How do they feel about this team right now?
Oh, you can't. They're inconsolable because they know what's going to happen. Game one was just a preview of what's going to happen in this series. They got dominated.
You can't even bring it up.
No.
They will start off watching tonight's game in the fetal position. No, they will. They'll be on the couch, but they'll be crawled up in a ball. They'll be like holding a pillow as the game starts. Okay. They'll have some Leafs paraphernalia on.
It'll probably be a Leafs blanket, and what they'll do with it is they'll cover themselves over the head several times where they just can't bear to watch anymore.
Did you see the highlight Saturday night of the fan in Toronto at the Blue Jays game? This is epic. He has a Leafs jersey on. The Jays are playing at the exact same time of the Leafs game. Well, it's in Toronto, so they got updates on the scoreboard. And I think Boston just went up either 3-0 or 4-0. And he takes out of his, he brought a little, you know, sack with him, and he takes out of it a Blue Jays t-shirt and puts it over his Leafs jersey when they made it 4-0. And his friend's giving him a hard time, and he basically looks right at him and says, "You say another word, I'll kill you." Yep. The Leafs fan is like, nope, I'm rooting for the Jays the rest of the night. That's it. I'm done.
And they appear just to be outmanned against Boston in game one. Now the series will, you know, they got to go back to Toronto, but Toronto's got to get tonight.
Yeah, they got to get tonight. Show a lot of heart. Okay, get in there and find a way to. Yeah, and if they don't, Boston's not losing 4 out of 5. Although they did lose 3 in a row to the Panthers last year. I mean, this group. And a couple of key guys have left. But this group, it's the same coach. It's the same goaltending tandem. Okay, you know, this group's got to get past, you know, what happened against Florida last year.
But they're playing the right team to do it.
Oh, my goodness, are they ever.
Because there's less confidence in Toronto than there is in Boston, and it's not close.
But, Trent, how you felt heading into last year, that's 2/3 of a nation, how they feel right now. And how you love the Lions, middle of the road Leafs fan. Honestly, I mean, I know you think you're very passionate Lions fan. I know. Gonna paint your fingernails and everything. Right, I got it. You're middle of the road of a Leafs fan.
I believe you.
They are stranded at sea. They haven't cannonballed into the deep end. They are stranded out at sea.
Since 1967.
Pretty much.
Speaking of cannonballs, I may be doing one on Thursday night to start our draft coverage.
Unbelievable. Are you going to do it outside, by the way?
Yeah.
So you're doing the draft from the lanai.
I'm doing the draft from the lanai.
You're not going to disturb the neighbors?
The one's gone for the year, and the other one, he can't hear me. If he can, he'll come over and have a drink.
Is that the Eagles fan?
No, Eagles fan, unfortunately, he passed a few years ago. But a guy on the other side is a Lions fan. He's more than welcome to come over and watch a draft with me.
Gotcha.
He can do whatever. He's an ex-Marine. He can really do whatever he wants.
Well, you darn
whenever right. he wants is kind right. of the way I look at it.
Exactly.
And if he tells me to be quiet, I will go inside.
I was going to say, as he breaks into your home, you say, thank you for your service. What would you like?
But our draft show will be on twitch.tv/MillerandMolton Thursday. And we do take it somewhat seriously.
Oh, yeah. No. The analysis is real. All right. Most of the disgust is real. But, you know, we do have a couple drinks along the way, though. We do. So did Scheffler win?
Scheffler won. And now he's got a bad-looking jacket to go along with his green jacket.
So his caddy has earned more on the PGA Tour this year than Rory McIlroy has so far.
Wow.
If you go by the percentage rates that you're supposed to get, a normal week's work, and then if you finish, you know, you win and what have you, you know, a major, right, 5, 7, 10%, that sort of deal. Yeah, his caddy is 1.7. They've got it figured out at so far.
Scotty was 65 under. From the Arnold Palmer Invitational through the Heritage.
That's a pretty good 5-6 weeks.
That is pretty good.
That'll play. 65 under. So who was second?
Oberg at 32 under. And right now they're playing for second out there when Scottie Scheffler shows up on the tee. It is truly amazing. Miller and Moulton, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today was a day when. What's on tap? All next.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes till the top of the hour. 16 until we're done talking. Miller and Moulton, MillerandMoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. Pat Kerwin will join us on the show tomorrow. We'll continue talking NBA and NHL playoffs as well. But our draft countdown, it continues. Pat joins us tomorrow.
It's time for someone to take back this segment, if for no other reason than to stop David from talking about Meghan and Harry. Here's Mark Miller with Today Was the Day When.
1864 we start. It's when we first minted a 2-cent coin, which isn't that relevant, but it is the first time we used In God We Trust on our money.
Oh, wait a minute. When?
1864.
Huh.
On the 2-cent coin.
But I don't think we put it on the dollar bills, on our bills for a while. I thought Eisenhower was the one that
I think
put
he
it
did,
on our,
but
on our, you know,
according to what bill. I have, David, 1864.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Today in 1876 was the first official National League game. The Boston Red Caps beat Philadelphia 6-5. Babe Ruth's first game was today in 1914. Six-hit shutout. He was pitching. Yankees wore pinstripes for the first time today in 1915. Today in 1954, the NBA adopts the 24-second shot clock. 1976, Barbara Walters becomes the first female nightly news anchor.
Harry Reasoner hated her. Okay, didn't even talk to her. Crosstalk had to be scripted.
The Blues Brothers made their world premiere on Saturday Night Live today in 1978. And then some first overall picks for you. Today in 1990, the draft was held. Jeff George goes first to the Colts.
Very popular guy.
Yeah. 95, Kajana Carter goes first to Cincinnati.
That did not work out well.
And in 2010, Sam Bradford was the first overall pick for the Rams.
It worked out really well for
Sam Bradford.
Didn't he make like $200 million?
Yes, he made an insane amount. He was the first quarterback with the new...
No. He was the last quarterback before the new rules.
Okay, there you go.
So when they held out and could get the sign, yes.
And then he just kept, you know... He pulled basically a lot of Kirk Cousins is what he pulled. You know, he just good enough in the eyes of a couple of organizations to get paid. And yeah, then he wasn't good enough anymore.
Vladimir Lenin, not John, Robert Oppenheimer, and Glenn Campbell all born today.
Big difference between Vlad Lenin and John Lennon.
Just a touch, yes.
Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you made that distinction.
Thought I should. Jack Nicholson's 87. You got a favorite Nicholson movie?
Got a lot of them, actually.
Right. I love One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That is terrific.
It might be his best performance. It's not my favorite movie. I like Jack in rom-coms. I know nobody's going to list that as like their favorite. Jack did rom-coms really well. When you find, you know, because you got him, he's in your mind as all these characters, and then now all of a sudden he's in a rom-com. Probably my favorite Nicholson movie is the one with Helen Hunt and Greg Kinnear.
Is that as good as it gets?
Yes. I just thought he was amazing in that movie. He is the nastiest blankety blank for 2 hours and gets her to date him at the end. It's just incredible.
Peter Frampton, 74, and Marshawn Lynch is 38. What did I miss, David?
Well, I mean, you know, a few things today. Our first Earth Day was today in 70.
Do you think anybody really celebrated Earth Day in 1970, or a couple of hippies smoked a joint and called it Earth Day?
Apparently, millions of Americans, most of them students from colleges, okay, participated in rallies and marches and what have you.
So, like I said, a few college students smoked a joint and called it Earth Day.
Exactly.
Hey, it's Earth Day, man!
Right. Unless they shoot someone on a college campus, does it really happen? Right. I will say Nixon died 30 years ago today. One other thing. Yesterday was the anniversary of Prince dying, unfortunately, 8 years ago. Can you believe it's been that long? But also yesterday, Mark, was in 1973 when Tie a Yellow Ribbon reached number one in America.
Never heard
of
it.
And we like to, once again, Springsteen has never had a number one song.
But Tony Orlando has.
Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree.
It's been 3 long years, David. Do you still love me?
You've heard folks elsewhere mock Florida is gonna Florida. Well, Mark Miller sees it differently. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you got, Mark?
For the good today, we go to Mount Pleasant, Michigan, where Jennifer Horton bought a ticket for a Powerball drawing for the January 20th drawing. She says she buys tickets every once in a while, and then she forgot about the ticket. A month later, she found it in her purse. She won $150,000. She scanned it, and it said, go to the lottery office. So she was in shock when she had matched the four balls and the Powerball, earning her $150,000. Just leave it in the purse. For the bad, we go to Butte, Montana, where Viola is an elephant with the Jordan World Circus. Viola was getting a bath when a car backfired and Viola went all elephant, broke through a fence, and made its way onto the busiest street in town, stopping noontime traffic before being loaded back into the trailer. No one was hurt except for the fence, and people got some pretty good pictures that were out traveling about.
Viola?
Viola.
You sure she's just not angry about the name?
Could be. Finally, the ugly. We come back to home in Collier County, where a man was walking his two dogs near Immokalee Road when he was attacked by an 11-foot alligator. The alligator bit his leg. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment of his injuries. They removed the gator.
I'll tell you what, when they're out on the roadways in April, it's going to be a rough spring and summer. Because it's only just starting to get warm. If they're walking the roadways in April, hello.
A lot of rain this winter. A lot more water than we're used to.
Yeah.
And that is the good, the bad, and the ugly on today, April the 22nd, 2024.
Well, Mark Miller called it late last week. We were doing a little NBA playoff preview, and he said, well, there's got to be one NBA TV series, and it's Orlando and Cleveland. And sure enough, Mark, game two tonight, 7 o'clock, NBA TV. Cavs are favored by 5.5. The TNT doubleheader, that's for the Knicks and the Lakers. Knicks at 7:30 with the Sixers and Lakers at 10 o'clock with the Nuggets. Let me ask you this. What are you more likely to bet on? That Brunson is not going to have another game as bad as he had in game one when he missed like 18 out of 26 shots and he scored, quote, only 22 points. Or B, that the Sixers' length and zone is actually going to give Brunson problems all series. And what's not going to happen in game two is Miles McBride and Josh Hart hitting a bunch of threes in the fourth quarter to save the Knicks, you know what. And that Philly actually has got a really good shot in this series.
I think Philly has a great shot in this series. I think they still win this series.
I picked the Knicks in seven for what it's worth. But this series concerns me. The other interesting thing that happened, the Sixers have a lot of length, and the 1-2-2 zone really gave the Knicks some problems until the Knicks shot the ball. And the Knicks won the battle on the glass, Mark, 55-33. So the Sixers were good at defending the shot. They just weren't good at rebounding it.
The Villanova Knicks? Coach.
What?
The Villanova Knicks?
The Villanova Knicks, exactly.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Tom Thibodeau, not a suitable replacement for Jay Wright, though. That's kind of like when you go to Broadway and you're expecting the star and they announce that, you know, the backup is, you know, filling in for so-and-so today, and they walk out on stage and you go, wait, what? I paid full price for this?
See some understudy.
Right. Besides, not only that, Jay Wright looks great. Handsome, suit, the whole deal.
No one's ever said that about Thibodeau.
Tom Thibodeau? There are bowlers that don't think he looked good. Come on now. And I'm talking rec bowlers. All right. So we're taking the Sixers? Are we taking the Sixers in 4.5 tonight?
Yes, I am.
Do you like the money line? Because if you do, it's boosted.
Oh, the Hard Rock app. We've got a boost.
From 165 up to plus 210. Oh. The Sixers money line over the Villanova Knicks.
Can't get that down fast enough.
Mark's taking a boost. Sound the alarm.
Home teams, by the way, 8-0 so far in the NBA playoffs. Home team 6-0 so far. Oh, by the way, in the NHL playoffs, we've got not one, not two, not three, but 4 Stanley Cup playoff games tonight. In the East, Toronto-Boston, 7 o'clock, four-letter network. 7:30, Islanders-Hurricanes, 7:30 on the deuce. All ESPN tonight for your hockey. ESPN 7 to 9:30. ESPN 2, 7:30 and 10. I love game one in Dallas, Las Vegas and Dallas. Vegas cheating again with the long-term injury thing that they're doing again. I know it's not cheating. Okay, it's the rules. They're just exploiting them.
They're bad rules. There are bad rules in every team.
Yep.
The teams that win cups have taken advantage of them recently.
They are. Lightning took advantage of it. Okay, Vegas took advantage of it, no doubt. And for those that don't know what we talk about, the NHL is a hard cap. But if somebody's hurt for a long period of time, they go on the long-term injured report or list or whatever. And their money, if they're on that list, does not count against the cap. So what happens is teams who have no money going to the trade deadline, put a couple guys on the long-term injury thing, are able to make deadline deals. And then you know what doesn't count come the playoffs? The cap. So amazingly, those guys on the long-term injury list, they're healthy come the playoffs. It's amazing. Yeah. It's Vegas is like best player and captain is coming back tonight.
Right. Huh.
Imagine that. Didn't see that coming. Lightning did it a couple years ago with this Kucherov guy. So, I don't know. Got to pick a road team. So, I guess we're all in on the Sixers. I actually like the Islanders tonight.
I do too.
The Islanders. They outplayed Carolina. Patrick Waugh can coach. Their goaltending's at least as good as the Carolina's goaltending.
They need to hit Carolina more in the game.
Yeah, they do. And baseball, Trent, you going to be making the trip to St. Pete? Your Tigers are in town this week.
You know, it's funny because I looked at the weather and I was like, you know, it might rain. But then I forgot it's at the Trop. So... maybe I would love to make it to one of these games this week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 6:50 all 3 days. I felt badly. I was hoping you were going to get like a mighty nooner on Wednesday.
If that was the case, I'd go every day, down and back, every day.
Yeah,
up and back, I should say.
I think you should miss more shows. I do. I'm kidding.
Wow. Off the top rope.
Guys, is it okay if I go up Tuesday and then just stay over for the noon game? I can produce the show from up there. I'm sure I can.
Oh,
only afternoon games, A's and Yankees, 1 o'clock. MLB Network, if you've got it, it'll be on.
Boy, a little snark to end the show there, David. Well, letting Jacksonville know exactly what we're all about.
Exactly. It was way too positive today. It was way too nice, you know. He's all happy, happy, joy, joy about the Lions drafting 29th and the draft being in Detroit.
Kool-Aid McKinstry, come on down to the Motor City. You don't even have to get on the plane. You can just stay. Pack a bag.
See? See? I mean,
positivity is oozing out of one of the three boxes in which you see our faces.
I can't handle this much positivity on the show, I got to be honest.
Wait until Thursday. Wait until draft day. It's going to be like the Super Bowl for him. He's going to be so excited. Because he has no idea what his team in the Super Bowl looks like.
And if you join him, by the way, it's going to be a very tense show. And that's before the Giants take a quarterback at 6, because it worked out so well last time. Pat Kirwan tomorrow, Miller and Moulton, thanks for listening.